From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
A big night for hoops in Wisconsin last night. First, the Badgers hammered Illinois 95-70 to go to 16-0 on the season. That's the best start in school history. Ben Bruss led five Badgers in double figures with 18. Sam Decker had 17, and Frank Kaminsky added 15. The Badgers now off until Tuesday when they'll take on Illinois on the road. And the Pointers struggled but beat Stout last night. They trailed until the final minute when Tyler Tillema hit a jumper with 15 seconds left, giving the Pointers the 61-60 win. Bob Semlin got his 200th career victory. That ties him for Jack Bennett all-time on the Pointer coaching roster. Pointer women also got a win over Stout last night, rolling 80-58. Former pitchers Greg Maddux and Tom Glavine and ex-slugger Frank Thomas are the newest members of the National Baseball Hall of Fame. That was announced yesterday. Thomas says it was a nervous time.
The only person that couldn't be nervous was Greg Maddux, because the only problem he had was it going to be, you know, 100% for him. But for the rest of us, we've lost a lot of sleep, I'm sure. I'm just proud and happy of this moment.
They'll be inducted this summer along with former managers Joe Torre, Bobby Cox, and Tony La Russa. Texas A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel released a statement through the university yesterday confirming he is making himself eligible for the NFL draft. Bobby Petrino set to return as head football coach at Louisville. Multiple reports say Petrino will leave his post as head coach at Western Kentucky. And after a long holiday break and some cancellations for cold weather, the high school sports season gets back going tonight. We'll have a number of games around the area. You can check out the schedule at WSAU.com. That's sports. I'm Tom King.